Cuts so deep you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
Each week, Mike Waldman comes in with rare and wonderful tracks in a segment we call Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. Mike is here right now. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Can't hear you. Try that again.
I said good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Halloween, big thing for you?
Well, I'm one of those people that go out and get a big bag of candy and take it down to Oak Street.
You're a donator.
Yeah, we donate every year.
Wow.
And because nobody ever comes to our house. In fact, every house we've ever lived in, nobody comes to.
Yeah.
It's that scary.
Right.
The little kids see this house and don't want to.
Do you do, what kind of candy do you get? Favorite candy for Halloween?
I don't know about, but my favorite candy when I was growing up was Three Musketeer bars.
Yeah,
I love that.
But it's a little bit, it's just nougat.
Nougat?
Isn't it nougat? Or is it nugget?
It's neither of those things.
Or neither of those things.
It could be either or either of those things.
It's nougat, definitely it's nougat.
Nougat.
Now that you're married to an American.
Disastrous how you've crippled the English language. Now you're moving on to French.
Now that you're married to an American citizen, would you please learn to speak correctly?
It's nougat, mate, isn't it? French. So isn't that what that is, though, Three Musketeers? I don't know. I haven't eaten one for such a long time.
It's some, like, whipped...
It's a Milky Way without the caramel.
Is that right?
Isn't it?
No.
Who cares?
Well, I'm just... everybody cares. It's Candy Day. It's National Candy Day. Here's the thing.
But nobody cares that you don't know what's in a Milky Way.
Ah, right. I care that people are giving out the correct thing. Because if you're a kid and you go to somebody's house and they give you one of those little boxes of raisins, you can expect your tree to get TP'd.
Yeah, well, you know, we walk around, we have martinis, we put them in little bags, we walk around with our martinis and we...
Give the kids martinis, eh, Mike? I know. Yeah. Have you ever tricked anyone?
No.
I asked this question before.
No.
Now, I'm still looking forward to your trick story.
I don't really have a trick story. I've never tricked anyone. Except that year that I... stole a kid, locked him in the basement for a year. Amber alert.
I remember reading about that.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Mike, what are you doing today? You know, we have a segment to do, so.
Well, we're doing a mini tribute to Fats Domino, who just died recently, who was one of the original 10 people who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was his style of music that many, many people think was the origination of rock and roll, although I tend to believe it was Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people making the case that it was Fats Domino. And so this is a guy born in 1928. He started playing honky-tonk bars in New Orleans when he was 14 years old. So that's pretty amazing. This is a guy who has maybe, 10, 15 great songs, but every rock and roll performer in the world must know them. Every rock and roll performer in the world has tried to record them. And many people have done a lot of kind of tributes to him.
Of a certain age. Portugal the Man, not doing any Fats Domino.
Right. Marilyn Manson.
Peter Bjorn and John? No, I don't think so.
Who is Peter Bjorn and John?
Bon Iver? I don't think they're doing...
Jason's naming the only indie bands he can think of at the top of his head. Yeah.
Well, they should be ashamed of themselves. They really should. So what we're going to hear, what we're going to start off hearing is... It's a remake of his very first single. I could have played the very first single. It's called The Fat Man. But it just didn't sound... It wasn't recorded terribly... He re-recorded it in 1964, and he put a harmonica on it and called it the Nashville version. Because it had a harmonica.
Why he called it that? Maybe that's where he recorded it.
I don't know. But this was an early blues that he took and kind of rewrote about drug addiction. It was originally called Junkers Blues, but his version was called The Fat Man. And although it didn't make the top 40, it was a huge R&B hit, and it really established his sound. So that's what we're going to hear. Thank you.
standing, I was standing on the corner of a rampart in the night. I was watching, watching, watching old Grill Girl.
So great. Isn't that great?
I love it.
There's something about that style of music that doesn't lend itself well to modern recording. Like, we're too slick now. So even though that was a remake, you say 64?
Yeah.
It was still back, you know, when tape was tape. And it still sounds like believable and energetic. Do you know what I mean? There's some music of that type recorded in the 80s, 90s and even later that just doesn't sound authentic, but that still has that feel about it. Really, yeah.
It was still at a time when they pushed the button and you played.
Right. That could be it too, yeah.
And they didn't paste everything together like some pastiche.
That could be it.
Well, it's Waldman's Wardrobe. We do it every Tuesday morning. We're in Rex today. A little tribute to Fats Domino. I understand a Halloween twist at the end of the episode, by the way.
Well, the fact that Fats Domino's dead... You know, now he's well
in your own morose Jason Fetty way.
He's haunting the great Grammy Museum in the sky.
Well, you know, one of the things about Fats Domino being dead is that he was rumored to be dead previously. It was a huge rumor back in 2005 during Hurricane Katrina. Somebody went to his house that was completely empty.
He refused to leave his house.
Well, he refused to leave his house, but at some point he got rescued by the Coast Guard. Coast Guard helicopter came down, but the house was empty and nobody knew where he went. And somebody wrote on the outside of his house, "Rest in peace, Fats, you'll be missed." And it went viral. Everybody in the world thought he had been dead. And he, you know, there was no communication at the time, so he couldn't stand up and say, "Hey, I'm still alive."
Right.
And so for a couple of weeks, people thought he was dead until all of a sudden he showed up. He was staying at his granddaughter's boyfriend's house. A guy by the name of Jamarcus Russell was the starting quarterback for Louisiana State University.
All right, okay.
Yeah, no, I know who that is. That's amazing.
He was sleeping on the couch, you know, with his family.
That's a great story.
I bet it was a nice house as well. So it's not like, I just had this image of him staying at some flop house, you know, like with his great granddaughter's boyfriend while she was in rehab.
That's a great, great story.
The other great story I love about him is that he had 8 kids. All of them were named with the initial A for his name. His name is Antoine. Yeah. So that he named everybody after him.
Well, that's got to get confusing. Yeah. Andy Allison, Antoine, the junior.
And they just started again. There's 4 of them with the same name. It's totally confusing.
You know, and we're going to move on to this next song, which is a cover of his. And you know, this was one of those guys. He was early music. It was in the days when people were still deciding whether or not white people should listen to black people music on the radio. You know, and there was black people radio stations and there was white people radio stations. And, you know, if you wanted to have your song recorded, you had to have a white artist record it. You know, and that's, you know, a lot of Elvis Presley's early hits were, you know, originally recorded by black people.
Right.
A lot of Pat Boone, you know, if it wasn't for black people, Pat Boone wouldn't have had a career. You know, so in fact, Pat Boone had a #1 hit with one of Fats Domino's songs, which is something that Fats Domino never had.
Right. Not on white radio, anyway.
And but so there was a lot of and it was great because it really turned on white America to all of these great musicians, because white kids in those days weren't afraid to go and find the original source music, and they fell in love with people like Fats Domino and Little Richard and Chuck Berry and thanks to performers that made those covers.
Right. Well, it may not have brought fame to every black writer of music, it certainly brought some cash, because the white, when the Rolling Stones do a rock and roll song by a black musician, they do a Wilson Pickett thing or whatever, at least Wilson gets some cash. So that's good.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to imagine all the money that Chuck Berry made out of the Beatles recording their stuff and Little Richard record, not Chuck Berry recording their stuff, but them recording Chuck Berry and Little Richard stuff. But the very first Fats Domino song I ever heard was also by one of those groups. It was the Four Seasons, that later became Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. The Four Seasons were a band that probably every East Coast musician in the 60s was influenced by. They were kind of the first white group that melded doo-wop, standing on the corner and singing, and soul music. And they wound up actually recording for Motown at one point, and rock and roll. You hear people like anybody that came out of New Jersey, anybody that came out of New York, very strong Four Seasons influence. Before the Beatles came along between 62 and 64, they completely owned the charts. Frankie Valli had 40 top 40 songs. Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing career. This is a guy, and he and Bob Gaudio actually owned the Four Seasons brand. They were the brand. All through the 60s, they were huge. In the 70s, early 80s, they made a huge comeback when Grease became popular, because he was on the soundtrack for Grease. Hmm. In the 90s, Frankie Valli played himself on The Sopranos. He played a singer who played in Tony Soprano's Weekly Poker Game. And in the year 2000, Jersey Boys was created. Mm. So these guys had a career for their entire life. By the way, Jersey Boys was born in the La Jolla Playhouse. I don't know if everybody knows that.
Mm-mm.
That's where it was workshopped. That's where it played for 6 months before it went to Broadway. So we're going to hear the Four Seasons version of Ain't That a Shame, Fats Domino.
Fell like rain. Ain't that a shame?
Frankie Valli. Great, it's a great pun, isn't it? Frankie Vivaldi in the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. I think that's very clever. Yeah, so it's kind of squeaky, but it's great, and the arrangements are brilliant. The Jersey Boys, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness. And we've been doing Fats Domino tunes up till now.
Yeah, and there is such a great Fats Domino tribute album that I highly recommend to people. And in fact, he was involved in putting it out. And, you know, it has everybody from Tom Petty on it to Paul McCartney, Nora Jones, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, Elton John. If you want to hear a great Fats Domino album, it's called Going Home, a tribute to Fats Domino. It came out in 2007. Really great.
All right. So what's our third song for today?
Well, since it's Halloween and since, you know, Halloween is the Laguna Beach holiday. I mean, there is no greater holiday in Laguna Beach than Halloween. I just love walking down Oak Street. I love everybody coming out in their costumes. You know, you see the artistic and crazy side of the town. Just absolutely love it. So, you know, I found this song. And this is by a woman by the name of Claudine Clark. Claudine Clark was an American R&B musician. She grew up in Philadelphia. She had one hit, really. The term of the expression "one hit wonder." And you probably know this song, "Party Lights." I see the lights. I see the party lights.
Oh, no,
you know that song?
It's one of my favorites.
Red and blue and green.
I listen to it every morning.
You do it?
Yeah, it's my alarm clock.
You guys are such snobs. I swear to God,
I've never heard of it. That's all.
You just need to have some education. Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to educate y'all. But anyway, so this was a big hit. It was a big hit in 19. It reached number five. You know, that song reached number five on Billboard in 1962, and then she followed up with the song called "Walking Through a Cemetery," and her career just died. So this was the song that just absolutely killed this poor woman. She literally had to change her name. She changed her name from Claudine Clark to Joy Dawn.
Well, that is a great story, Mike Waldman. That's a brilliant story, because not only did she make this song, but it killed her career. Very Halloween-y. Very good. And hopefully she's no longer with us. Is that true?
I don't know. No, I think she's still alive. I don't think she...
But anyway, her name has changed again.
But anyway, this is a great, great rock song called "Walking Through a Cemetery," and I think you'll enjoy it. So here you go.
All right, Waldman's Wardrobe on Halloween. Thanks, Mike.
All I heard was bones are singing oom-ba-ba, oom-ba, di-di-di-di-di, oom-ba-ba, oom-ba, di-di-di, oom-ba-ba-ba, oom-ba, di-di-di-di. Gonna get you anyway. Well, oom ba ba ba, oom ba, cha di 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 di, oom ba ba ba, oom ba, cha di di di, oom ba ba, oom ba, cha di di di, oom ba ba ba, oom ba, cha di di, oh 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 oh